long enough that the people thought he was dead. That's what that means, all right? So he was gone 40 days and 40 nights, and what happens then? Anybody remember? Yeah. Moses' right-hand man makes an idol of gold. Aaron forms an idol of gold. Can you believe that? Talk about a stab in the back, right? Now, something interesting happens here, and this is Moses' final step in his faith adventure. Let me put it that way. Moses does something here that once again is the beginning of what we see in Jesus Christ as well. Let's read verses 11 through 14 in chapter 32. Chapter 32, 11 through 14. So, here they are. They've just made this idol of gold, right? And God says to Moses, you better get down there and take care of whose people? God didn't say my people. God says, you better get down there and take care of your people. Right? Now, remember, God said earlier, what? My people. Moses said to God, your people. But now God's saying, Moses, you better get down there and take care of your people. For I'm going to turn my back on them because of what they're doing. And listen to what Moses does here. But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that God brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath. Change your mind and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember, God, remember Abraham and Isaac and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord, what? The Lord, what? Changed his mind about the disaster that he'd planned to bring on his people. Now remember, Moses went before Pharaoh, right? Who was this feared God of the day who could, what did I say, flick them just like a flea? What do you think the creator of the universe could do to Moses? Yeah. And Moses had the guts to stand there and says, now wait a minute, God. These are people that you brought out of Egypt. These are people that you have promised. How would the world see you, God, if you were to smash these people? Dear God, be faithful to your people. And God changed his mind. Well, some of you may be thinking, well, Eric, you know, this is all right. I'm not sure really what it does for me. Well, we can really praise God, can't we, that we're not like the Israel people anymore. Right? We give God our praise whether it's good times or bad times, don't we? We never complain whenever we're lacking fresh water. And you can take fresh water to be whatever you want in your life. Whatever refreshes you. You never complain whenever things don't go quite your way. You don't get the job you want. Maybe you get, I don't even know any examples, but things just don't go the way you think they should be. We never complain, do we? So this scripture isn't about us, is it? We no longer complain against God when things aren't going right. We aren't like the Israelites because we no longer turn around and complain against Him when things don't go our way just a few days or just a few weeks after God has shown us some great miracle in our life. No, these scriptures that we've talked about this morning have nothing to do with us. Well, you know that they do, right?